Hello, good hunter. Welcome to the Hunter's Dream. An otherworldly space made as a conduit to guarantee the existence of hunters to face against the beasts. Allow me to present myself to you. I am a plain doll. I exist to keep you company here in this dream. To look after you. For my role is to serve you. Honorable Hunter, as the new host of the Hunter's Dream, you will hunt the abominations that plague Yharnam, pursuing the echoes of blood. And I will channel them into your strength. Blood echoes are the lingering presence of the deceased will. They stay long after the person has passed away, for they are known to be the blood's dying wishes. Good hunter, I can sense the blood echoes coursing through your veins. May I offer you a demonstration? Let me stand close to you. Please extend your hand to me. And shut your eyes. Let the echoes become your strength. The deed is done, good hunter. You now wear the hunter's mark, the oath that ties all hunters by blood. Do you remember the Hunter's Creed? Master Gehrman once mentioned to a previous hunter to admonish those who have become addled with blood, be they men or beasts, anyone who has threatened the pledgers of the Hunter's Oath has an issue with blood. Ah, the little ones, inhabitants of the dream. They find hunters like yourself, worship and serve them. They are incapable of speech, but still, aren't they sweet? The little ones are here to offer you the tools of the hunter. The hunter's saw blade, a blunderbuss, blood vials, and quicksilver ammunition. Everything that a hunter would need. Worry not, good hunter. I will always be here for you. to embolden your spirit, offering you relief and comfort, to let this dream foretell a pleasant awakening. Be one day a fond, distant memory that overrides the tireless night hunts. Farewell, good hunter. May you find your worth in the waking world. Welcome home, good hunter. I must have drifted off. What is it you desire? I sense the ancient echoes. Perhaps the prophecy hidden by the church was real. You have finally granted the vacuous one. Its long awaited rest. However, Rom used to be a scholar who followed church feelings, teachings. Master Gehrman used to tell me the story of how Rom had attained knowledge that far exceeded what humanity should know about the greater ones and their secrets. It was a greater one whose name is known as Kos, out of jealousy, seduced her and offered her a place between the greater entities in exchange for her silence. As a human, she accepted, gave herself to the greater one, who tricked her and transformed her into the being you met as the vacuous spider. Rom served as a keeper of secrets. So you can see, the nightmare has extended even here, with the scarlet moon tainted by the blood. Good hunter, before you go, I must ask, would you allow me to channel the echoes within you? Let the old echoes become your newfound strength. The veil has lowered, and so the hunt begins again. I know well you will seek the one who's been reborn from the nightmare. I'll be praying for your safety, good hunter. Farewell. May you find your worth in the waking world. Good hunter, you have come. Dawn will soon break. This night and this dream will end. I cannot understand how or why. This may sound strange, but have I somehow changed? Moments ago, from some place, perhaps deep within, I sensed liberation. On any other night, Master Gehrman would be restless. But on this night, he slept peacefully. Perhaps something has eased his pain, his suffering. He awaited your return. What is this? I can't remember. Not a thing. Only I feel a yearning. Something I've never felt before. What's happening to me? Tell me, Hunter. Could this be joy? Would you ever think to love me? Of course, I do love you. Isn't that how you've made me? Over time, countless hunters have visited the stream. The graves here stand their memory. It all seems so long ago now. And yet, no hunter has ever shown unyielding affection like you have shown me. You taught me that even a plain doll such as myself can love and be. You found the same meaning and comfort as I did. For my feelings for you have grown stronger through our bond. Master Gehrman awaits you at the foot of the great tree. Farewell, my good hunter. Bring an end to the nightmare and bring back the dreams. For I will await your return. Welcome back, my dear hunter. Thank you. For you finally eased Master Garamond's suffering once and for all. Thank you for freeing him from his nightmare. For the moon's presence, curse has been lifted. So this is how your face really feels. I can feel your smooth and soft skin as my fingers traverse the landscape of your body. The warmth and tenderness your hands produce is soothing, my dear hunter. Good hunter. After slaying the nightmares born under the Scarlet Moon, a new ritual took place. The condition was met. Your rebirth was completed as you now belong to the Great Ones. Your body lies dormant within the ethereal confines of the Hunter Dream, awaiting for the break of dawn within my embrace within an endless dream. Maintaining the veil that keeps the knowledge of beasts and the otherworldly from entering the human realm for good. From within the dream, as I got a hold of your new vessel, I heard your faint voice calling for me. It is through our bond that my love has managed to reach you within this dreamscape. You are alone, no longer. Does it feel good as I caress your hair, smooth, like silk? I am enjoying how your hair feels as I run my fingers through it. Mm-hmm.